Sorry, what was your name again?
Sinead Kirwan.
And you are?
The producer of Still the Enemy Within.
And the director is?
Owen Gower.
Okay. Your film is called?
Still the Enemy Within.
Why such a title?
Well, we felt like it epitomised two things. First of all, is Thatcher did call the miners when they went on strike in 1984 the enemy within. But it's actually something that they wear as a proud label because they felt like they were the enemy of the ideology that government wanted to go ahead.
Mrs. Thatcher's
conservative government. And also, we felt that even though our contributors, the miners and supporters who were involved in the strike lost, that they weren't broken. You know, they lost and they definitely were defeated, but they actually still have quite a lot of anger, quite a lot of political...
You think it's still unresolved?
Yeah, well, I think it's not just that the strike is unresolved. I think that they are still fighting to sort of try and change the world into a better world like they were doing in 1984-85. And they're still involved in political campaigns, in Save the NHS, and they're unrepentant about the strike.
And you say it's been launched and you've done how many showings?
I don't know, I can't remember how many we've done so far, but we will have done over 100 screenings by January, and so far we launched on the 3rd of October and we've had over 24 sell-out screenings so far, and they've been in the largest independent cinemas in the country. So we were screening a couple of days ago in Sheffield and in Stirling, and we were sold out in both screens, and they were the largest screens in those cinemas, and we were also sold out on Monday in the Cameo in Edinburgh. So
is there any area that you think specifically you should go to, is it for general release?
It's for general release. We feel like it's for young people, old people. We've had an amazing response from people who weren't even, not that they weren't even born during the strike, they weren't even conceived during the strike, you know.
They were the enemy within.
Yeah, as it were, indeed. And I think we've also had an amazing response from ex-miners and people who lived through it, and I think people really feel that it's their story and they've been able to really own it, and they've been pushing the screenings.
And have you had that sort of conscience about telling a story or telling the truth as a thing in your, how you made it? Or?
Well, it was more that we wanted, it's not that we set out with a sort of polemic, and the film's not really a polemic at all. It's more that we just felt the story of the what it was like to live through the strike actually had never been captured on film before. So, or there were some fantastic films made in 1984-85, but no films have been made since, really, that really addresses what it was like to experience a strike as a thing that happened on a day-to-day basis. So the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, everything since has sort of been coloured by the defeat. So it's all with hindsight, it's all kind of miserable all the way through. Oh, it was so hard, it was so tough. And though it was hard and tough, at the start of the strike, people were having a fantastic time, people changed a lot, and they could have won. And I think that is also something that we definitely want to bring up.
If they'd have won, what do you think would have happened next?
It's very hard to say, isn't it? I mean, I think as our
miners... We'd be in a better country by now.
I think so. I think that's what our miners believe, and that is the feeling that I get, you know, particularly my generation living after the crash in 2008. The kind of ideology that was put across in 1985 as that this was going to solve all the problems and free markets are the way to go, I think that has been destroyed, and I think that's why now people are looking back to what was before that.
Possibly could have been.
Yeah.
I suppose like the general strike in 1926.
Yeah, what could have been, and also more than just looking back, thinking about, it's about how we live now and what lessons we can get from what's happening at the moment. And I think just from doing the tour of this film, I think we're living, even though we're living in really hard times, I'm living in quite hopeful and exciting times in terms of what people are starting to do and achieve through strike action again.
I mean, I suppose the big thing was the rise of the support groups that changed the sort of fabric of politics in the country.
Yeah, that's one of the key positive things that I think also has come across, and actually is a really good practical lesson for today, is the different support groups across the country. And so we interview Mike Jackson, who was the founder of the Lesbian Gay Support the Miners, whose story, personal story, which is in our film, is the basis for the film Pride. And he, so we
was a collaboration between the two?
Between the two films? No, not between us and the other film company, but in terms of we're making the films parallel. So we interviewed Mike just before they started going to production for Pride, and he's been a really strong supporter of our film. And I think together they are really brilliant combination of films to watch, because one gives you a very kind of emotional feeling, and the other one, and our film, gives you a bit more detail.
Yeah, I suppose these are the things that have been inspired as a consequence of the dispute, and things that you can't really put back in the bottle.
No, absolutely. And I think it's also, you know, when we think about prejudice and, you know, small-mindedness and kind of fear of other people, that actually a way to overcome that is working together. And that's the biggest lesson of Pride, I think. And one of the biggest lessons of the strike is togetherness and solidarity is really key. And was a really amazing, not only is it good, but it was a really fun experience as well.
Last thing, any other projects in the wing?
We have a few projects, but they're top secret at the moment.
Thank you very much.
That's okay.